Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with Kent for Friday, June 18th, 2021, brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry, Dr. Mike O'Neill, the best dentist that there is in the world. Why not hire him to be your dentist? Do it today. Make the call, 317-849-2933. You don't select a dentist, you hire a dentist. Hire the best. Do what you would do if you owned a business. Hire the best for the position, of course. Let's talk about sports, shall we? Because that's what we do here. It's going to rain here shortly. It's not going to be a nice day, which is perfect because the U.S. Open is going to be on TV. And raining outside means no mowing the lawn, no doing any kind of weeding and that kind of stuff. We can just sit inside and watch golf after we get home from work. That's a nice day, isn't it? Nice respite from the typical stuff. We'll talk about the U.S. Open in a minute. I want to talk about the Indiana Pacers, though, because Pacers fans continue to say things like, hey, we got to tank. Pacers have to tank. You have to get a great player, and the only way to do that is to hit bottom. Case in point, in the inverse, all right, the Indiana Fever are 1-13. They are the worst team by 5 games in the WNBA. Here's where they've drafted the last 3 years. Third, third, and then 3 years ago, second and eighth in the first round. And what do they got? They got Bupkis. They got nothing. They got a whole lot of bad basketball. I like the people with the Fever. Marianne Stanley, very nice person. Tamika Catchings, you won't meet a nicer, smarter person than Tamika Catchings. But the Fever stink on ice. They are terrible. And they have drafted in the top three, like I said, of the WNBA draft in each of the last three drafts. How about the Chicago Bulls? Over the last three drafts, they've drafted fourth, seventh, and seventh. All right, they finished 11th in the Eastern Conference this past year. You think tanking is working for the Bulls? You think being bad is allowing the Bulls to get good? How about the Orlando Magic? Are they tanking? Have they tanked to get better? How about the Detroit Pistons? Not so good, right? Tanking, getting bad does not bring you good. Getting poor does not make you wealthy. It's idiotic, flawed logic. It doesn't help. You have as good a chance to draft a dynamic, playmaking, franchise-making basketball player at 13 statistically as you do at number one. You can get Anthony Bennett at number one. You can get Donovan Mitchell at number 13. The Pacers are going to draft 13th this year unless something magical happens in the lottery. They're going to get a good player. They're going to get a good coach. They bring back all five starters. You've got bench guys who are going to be able to contribute. This team, for all its warts, all those warts are coming back. And these warts hopefully are healed, right? Hopefully T.J. Warren's able to play at a high level and play the majority of the 82 games in 2021-22. Malcolm Brogdon's got to get healthy. Miles Turner's got to get healthy. Domas has got to stay healthy. And Caris LeVert has to get healthy. That's not a bad starting lineup for the Pacers. And you had the 13th overall pick. You got a chance to evolve into something decent. Now, is this team at a franchise level built to be good? That's a different conversation. Is Kevin Pritchard the right guy to lead this franchise? That's a different argument. I can refute the argument that tanking is good. I can cite example after example that it doesn't work. But the argument whether Kevin Pritchard is the correct architect for this franchise, you can have reasonable people disagree about that. Right now, I'm with Kevin Pritchard. I like what he's tried to do. He's tried to moneyball this thing, and that's okay, because what are you going to do in the NBA other than moneyball if you're the Indiana Pacers? You try to create in the aggregate what others have in stars. The Nets have three stars. If all three are healthy, they're really tough to beat. You're not going to beat them by aggregating three better stars. So what you've got to do is you've got to find five really good players who in total add up or exceed the level of statistical dominance that those three stars can create. That's what Pritchard's trying to do. Now, has he been good at it? Not last year. And Nate Bjorkgren was not the right guy to lead it. We'll see. And you know what? Who knows, actually? The five starters never played a single minute together. And health has been a problem for the Pacers. So do you look at the medical staff, the training staff, what the Pacers do as far as, you know, injury mitigation? I don't know. But right now I'm getting tired of watching the Bucks and the Nets. I'm getting tired of watching the Jazz and the Clippers. We'll see what happens in the semifinals, right? The Eastern Conference Finals could wind up being the Bucks and the Hawks. The Western Conference Finals could wind up being the Suns and the Jazz. You know what? Only deep basketball fans are going to watch those series with, unending focus. A starless, basically starless. I guess you got Giannis, you got Trey, you got Donovan, and you got Booker, you know? But that isn't the kind of star power that's going to drive great TV ratings. Anyway, what the Pacers are doing, really, really interesting. What the Colts are going to do in 5 weeks, 5 weeks from tomorrow, is open camp. And I can't wait. I can't believe that it's been 3 weeks since they've done anything. I'm getting a little bit buggy not having stuff about the Colts to think about and talk about. Because I think the Colts are going to be fascinating this fall, and I can't wait to see this team play. I can't wait to see Carson Wentz either be the 2017 through 2019 Carson Wentz or be the 2020 Carson Wentz. I don't want that guy, the 2020 Carson Wentz, who led the league in interceptions and sacks despite just starting 12 games and playing 12 games. But I want to see which one's there. I want to see if that defense can get after quarterbacks. What is Kwity Paye going to be? Was he the right guy at 21? There are so many question marks on this team. Are the cornerbacks going to be able to keep guys from, you know, thrashing them? I think it's going to be so interesting to watch what the Colts do. And that starts in 5 weeks. I'm counting the days. That's 36 days from today they open camp. That's too long. Can we move it up? Let's move it up to July 15th. Can we do that? I don't think we can. Rick Carlisle resigned as a head coach of the Mavericks, the third longest tenured coach in the NBA, resigned a day after Donnie Nelson was kind of mutually, it was mutually decided that he had to go as the GM. Mark Cuban making changes, and if you're not going to, wow, that's a beautiful bluebird. I'm sorry to be distracted, but that is, I don't know if you can see it, but it's right over there on the fence. That's beautiful. You know, I thought I saw that yesterday, but I thought it was a mirage. We get a lot of cardinals, but we don't get a lot of bluebirds. Anyway, Rick Carlisle, would he be a reasonable kind of candidate to come back to the Pacers and coach, that would be an interesting thing to see happen for the Pacers. I don't know. I thought that Rick Carlisle, not a lot of humor in Rick Carlisle. He's very, very smart, like weird smart, and a terrific coach. But you talk about, like, Nate McMillan fired because of a lack of postseason success. Rick Carlisle, the last 10 years, never got out of the first round of the playoffs in the NBA. So, you know, what do you got in Rick Carlisle? If you're going to fire guys for losing playoff series, why would you hire Rick Carlisle? Russell Hanley, Louis Oosthuizen, they share the first-round lead of the U.S. Open. They shot four under-par 67s. Koepka, Rahm, Schauffele, they're two back. Spieth, six over. Wow. Not good for Jordan Spieth. I thought he'd play pretty well at Torrey. Anyway, he didn't. Patrick Rogers of Avon, one under-par yesterday, and so he's in contention. He had it to three or four under early in the day, and then kind of hit the brake pedal late in the round. And so he's in contention, but not quite where we thought he might be early in the day. Thought he might have the first round lead as we hit the end point of the first round. But they're going to get going today. And if the tournament's on the West Coast, because so we're going to be able to watch until about 10 o'clock at night. And as it rains today, you know what? What better do we have to do than watch golf? Certainly not watch the Cubs. The Cubs last night, here's what you saw if you were watching Cubs baseball. Top of the first with one out, one on. Javi Baez hits a bomb to center field. Cubs go up 2-0. From that point on, nothing happened. It was relentless outmaking. The Mets, after a leadoff walk in the top of the fourth, they went three up and three down the entire way. The last 34 men to come to the plate in that game, zero hits, 0 for 34 last night. The Cubs, in this series against the Mets, 17 for 123. They hit 138. This is no fun to watch, for God's sake. The Chicago Cubs and Major League Baseball, the game is too slow. There is no activity. It's all strikeouts, walks, and home runs. Good heavens. It's just awful to watch. Jacob DeGrom with an ERA of like 0.5. This is the kind of baseball you want. This is what happens when you hire a negotiator to be your commissioner. With no background in baseball whatsoever, other than sitting across from the Players Association heads and negotiating, the most recent CBA. Rob Manfred is a disaster as a commissioner. Please do something, owners. Like all people do, people go to the games and they like going to the games because they like drinking beer and eating peanuts and having a good time and laughing with each other. That's what people do at Wrigley Field. The baseball is secondary, but people still go because they love Wrigley Field and it's a generational thing. And so you go to Wrigley Field and you walk around and you say, man, this is where my dad used to take me. This is beautiful. I love this. So many things have been updated, but are still the same. Like they haven't changed the bones of the place. And that's meaningful to me. I like going back to Wrigley Field. I'll pay to go back to Wrigley Field. However, how much am I going to focus on the game? How much am I riveted by the game? Very, very little. And I love baseball. Baseball's in trouble. Watching it on TV is, I'd rather watch a Lifetime movie channel, for God's sake. At least you know that you're going to have a finale, a third act on the Lifetime movie channel. That's going to give you some degree of satisfaction. With baseball, 0 for 34 to end a game last night. That's awful. I like watching the White Sox. I can watch the White Sox because Jason Benetti and Steve Stone are great. Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we? On this dark and soon-to-be stormy Friday. Denny Miller, happy birthday. Edward Rayling, happy birthday. Will Taylor, Regina Bailey, Jeff Westlake, Carla Nolan, CJ Silas, happy birthday, Rob Bryan, Sean McLaughlin, Christina Robb, the great Bruce DeMont, celebrating a birthday, the great Joe Cowley, happy birthday, the great Jamal Meeks, happy birthday, the great Jesse Schwer, happy birthday, worked with her at Emmis forever, saw her at Wolfie's just not 2 weeks ago. Really enjoyed seeing Jesse. Sue Colburn-Kamen, who I went to junior high with and part of grade school with. They're a great laugh. Nobody in junior high was more fun to make laugh than Sue. And so happy birthday to Sue. Hope you are well. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. Lift each other up, like we always say. Don't pull each other down. Have a great day. Take good care of yourself. Dodge the raindrops. Watch a golf. Enjoy life. And count the days with me. 36 until Colts camp starts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.